anti-EGFR therapy in general, I think there's a bunch of other things you want to think about. One is the other thing about mutations that I think is so important is that mutations may also be a way of looking at a window into resistance. And I think as we've learned from the use with Gleevec in patients with CML, that resistance often occurs because of secondary hits within the tyrosine kinase domain. And I think as we learn more and more about resistance to tyrosine kinase activity in non-small cell, we're learning about these secondary hits. And the 790 mutation being an interesting example of that, described by Dr. Dan Tenen's group at the Beth Israel Hospital here in Boston. They showed that the 790 mutation was a very important place for resistance. Now, what's interesting about that is we will hopefully have some agents, some drugs that might be able to work specifically against patients who have 790 mutations. And in a very interesting paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Dr. Eunice Kwok and Dr. Jeff Settleman from MGH specifically looked at a number of drugs, including the drug HKI-272, which is currently in phase 1, to try to determine whether or not the HKI compound could work against these, and found that in cell lines and cell culture systems that they were highly effective in cells that harbored the mutation. Now, obviously, this has got to be proven in patients. But I think one of the exciting things about the mutation research is that it may give us not just a clue who to treat in first line, but a clue who to treat better and how to approach the question of resistance. And then I think the more we understand resistance, the better we'll be able to come up with combination cocktails that might work.
I think there's a lot of optimism about moving this strategy into the adjuvant setting. I think maybe part of it is looking at what happened with trastuzumab, in that, you know, in metastatic disease, trastuzumab alone leads to maybe 35-40% response rate, which you can identify a group of patients right now, either with the mutation or just by non-smoking, who have a higher response rate in metastatic disease to TKIs, I think.
Yes, I agree with you.